that includes the Weird Wild West, Mysteries of the South, The Mysterious Midwest, and Mysterious New England. And more regional titles will be coming soon. This audiobook offers a sampling of strange, unexplained, and just plain odd stories from New York City that have fascinated people in and around the region for centuries. In this audiobook, you will learn about weird New York City like never before. Jack the Ripper in New York City. I keep on hearing the police have caught me, but they won't fix me just yet. I have laughed when they look so clever and talk about being on the right track. How can they catch me now? I love my work and want to start again. You will soon hear of me with my funny little games. Excerpt from a letter widely believed to be from Jack the Ripper. As every resident knows, New York City has everything. Where else can one see ancient Egyptian mummies, listen to a singing naked cowboy, and eat fried insects all in one day? The whole world seems to pass through the Big Apple, and it's easy to encounter people from every continent, of all faiths, and hear dozens of different languages spoken on the subway. It's also a place of mystery. The city dates back some 400 years to the first Dutch settlement on Manhattan Island, which gets its name from the Manhattan tribe of Native Americans who lived there first. Since then, the city has grown and evolved, attracted trade and immigration, and more than its share of oddness. Its old buildings are ripe with ghosts. Its sewer system is said to be the dwelling place of all sorts of strange people and even stranger beasts. Some believe that murder and conspiracy, strange cults, and alien visitors have all left their mark on America's most famous city. When one hears the term Victorian, many images come to mind. For some, the term conjures up visions of lace and gloves and delicate fans. Others think of tight corsets and even tighter morals. Others, swayed perhaps by one too many British costume dramas, envision general elegance and long-lost beauty. Naturally, few people think of multiple dead bodies cast about in the streets or dark bedrooms, most mutilated to a shocking degree. And yet, those tragic images played a significant role not only in late Victorian London, but ever since. In 1888 and 1889, a killer stalked the dark back streets of the city through the notoriously overcrowded and crime-ridden Whitechapel district, murdering young women and then cutting their bodies up like a butcher. In 1888, Londoners were terrified by an appalling series of murders. It started in the early morning hours of August 31st, when the body of Mary Ann Nichols was discovered in Buck's Row in Whitechapel in the city's notorious East End. Her throat had been cut with two deep slashes, and there were several cuts to her abdomen and genitalia. Just before dawn on September 8th, the body of Annie Chapman was found in the backyard of 29 Hanbury Street, Spitalfields, also in the East End. Like Mary Ann Nichols, Chapman's throat had been deeply cut and her abdomen torn open. The murderer had grown even more savage, pulling out her intestines and placing them over both her shoulders. Her uterus, part of her belly, and parts of her vagina and bladder had been removed. While the East End witnessed murders on a regular basis, this was something far worse. The savagery and mutilation surpassed all but the vilest attacks. The police and newspapers began to get letters from someone claiming to be the murderer. Some of them were written in blood and signed, Jack the Ripper. The Ripper struck again on September 30th, killing Elizabeth Stride in Dutfield's Yard in Whitechapel and Catherine Eddowes in Mitre Square in the City of London, a borough next to Whitechapel. They appear to have been killed within an hour of each other. Stride had had her throat slashed but was not otherwise mutilated, and the police theorized that the Ripper had been interrupted in his work and had immediately gone in search of another victim. Eddowes had been horribly mutilated, her face destroyed, her abdomen ripped open, and her liver and part of her uterus stolen. From marks on one of her fingers, it appeared the Ripper had also stolen one or more rings. Serial killers often keep trophies of their victims. A final victim was discovered on November 9th. Mary Kelly was found in her lodgings at 13 Miller's Court, Spitalfields. The killer had cut her throat, removed most of her face, and ripped open and scooped out her abdomen and thrown the contents all over her bed. The Ripper had also stolen her heart. These are known as the five canonical murders, the ones that most ripperologists agree were committed by the serial killer. All of the victims had worked as prostitutes, all were killed at night, and all were killed within easy walking distance of each other. There may have been more killings, perhaps many more, and the police and researchers have debated the true number of victims ever since. There have been a countless number of serial killers throughout history, and certainly more prolific ones, but the timing, circumstances, and unsolved nature of the case continue to make Jack the Ripper the most famous serial killer in history. The murders came at a time when media